Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Can't stop this thing we started, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the preview show on Football Ramble Daily, sponsored by Betway. Liverpool host the champions. Arsenal are away to Leicester, and it's 19th versus 20th at Carrow Road. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Football Ramble from Canada.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bonjour.
Toronto.
And yeah, I was about to say to you, Marcus, good afternoon, but I don't really know what time it is wherever we are.
We are in the Binnis end of the Ramble Tour.
Body clocks are all over the place.
We just got off a tiny little plane. It was like three people on the plane and we had exposed propellers, a situation I find slightly unnerving, but I did manage to get a full hour and a half sleep on there still. Was it that tired.
Was it the only exposed thing that unnerved you on the plane?
Marcus, no, he was asleep for all of that.
Marcus, yeah. You did look at me when you saw the propeller like, I'm not sure this is going to get off the ground.
But I could see a propeller out of my sort of peripheral vision. Yeah. And I thought, that's a bit weird because that... Oh, that's our plane.
Yeah, what's that helicopter doing on its side?
Just walking along. Yeah, we'll probably walk past this. But we are going in there. Oh, okay, great. Yeah, we made it anyway. We're in Toronto. We're recording this show in Toronto because we do a show, live show in Toronto, Canada tonight, and then Chicago tomorrow.
Yes.
And then we're back home for next week. But ramblelive.com, you can still get tickets for Chicago, because this show is obviously being recorded Thursday, comes out Friday.
Yes.
Chicago Friday night is our last show of the tour. So if you're anywhere within 1,000 miles of Chicago.
That's right.
There's no excuse not to get yourself down
at all. Get on the turbo prop.
And much like Jermaine Defoe, if my memory serves me well, we're very much sort of in Toronto and then out of Toronto.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It was Toronto FC, wasn't it?
But we're planning on treating it with more respect. but they've got a big game this weekend, Toronto.
Of course they do. Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. I'm actually an MLS expert now.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Been here a couple of days, so.
Yeah.
One guest spot on the Cooligans.
I know, exactly. Yeah. I know.
We are having a lovely time there, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. And we are representing old Blighty superbly well.
Yeah.
And thank you to all of those who've come to the show so far as well.
It's been great.
Wonderful.
But of course, it doesn't matter where we are in the world, the ramble must ramble on.
And the Premier League does not stop for anyone. It's a man or beast.
Not Carmen Santiago, nobody.
It's a huge one. It's the big one. It, you know, we often go through periods, don't we, in the Premier League. We remember when it was Manchester United and Arsenal who were the top two. And it was Arsenal, Chelsea, blah, 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 blah. It's Liverpool, Man City, of course. Mm. It is the big one. It's at Anfield. And both sides were in action in the Champions League, of course. But Liverpool, a win for Liverpool. puts them very much in the driving seat.
Yeah, this is one of those thigh rubbers where you've got to be careful you don't actually chafe yourself quite badly with the veracity of
get calloused on your hands.
Absolutely.
If you start to see bone, just stop.
Yeah, yeah. Stop.
Stop rubbing those thighs.
Absolutely. If it's wet, you're bleeding, stop.
It's funny, it's interesting because Liverpool, Man City obviously drop so few points. Now, I know Man City have lost two games in the Premier League already this season, but they generally speaking, they lose such few points that these two games between them in the league seem of huge significance. Now, if we didn't have that really mad turnaround last weekend, where it looked like, didn't it, that at one point Liverpool might lose, Man City might lose as well, but then it could have been a situation where Liverpool would lose, Man City would win. And if that had happened, then Man City beat Liverpool this weekend, they'd have been top, which is crazy given how everyone seems to have mentally settled into the idea that Liverpool are the team to beat. So it does change around pretty quickly. And this is a huge game for those two coaches to see who can come out on top.
It's must win for Manchester City. Klopp described it as a want to win game.
I'm sure, that's every game, right?
Yeah. Weird mind games.
Yeah. But the mind games have
underwhelming, I'd say.
Do you not think the mind games have appeared, Petey?
With have
the
diving appeared when, or have not appeared?
No, they have appeared. Right, when Guardiola was sort of saying, yes, Sadio Mane, well, I mean, is he a diver? Is he not? All this kind of stuff.
Right, yes.
And Klopp said, tactical fouls, Man City.
He said, I won't mention their tactical fouls. Mentioning them.
Yeah, glorious.
But it's not as exciting as the proper Wenger versus Ferguson days.
No, of course not. But that was a different era. But
what was the violence?
That was attitude era. That was
the
attitude
flying
era.
Pizza?
Yeah. This is professional WWE 2019. We're off to Dubai to do a show.
There's no characters in the game anymore.
There's
is
no
there?
Characters in the game.
Game's gone. Game's gone.
But I can, because Klopp is very jovial, of course. But when he loses, he not so jovial. That's understandable. That's not a dig. But I mean, if they lose this one, he's going to be gurning away on that.
Do you want me to have a dig at him? I'll have a dig at him.
Go on, have a little dig.
I think he's got an amazing reputation, given that when things don't go his way, as you say, he does still make press conferences a bit and loses his temper. I don't have a problem with it personally, of course, but he's very good at manipulating the media narrative, as seeing this guy who likes to hug all his players and he's got a big grin and likes to have a joke. But he's definitely got a dark side to him, and maybe top managers need that.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Yeah, I mean, you should hate losing if you're going to put that much into it.
But Guardiola kind of hates everything that's not kind of
perfection.
Yeah, intensely weird.
Scoop neck t-shirt.
Yeah. What do you reckon his house is like? I mean, like, his kitchen would be so well organised, it'd be unbelievable.
I don't know, it might just be a complete mess.
Yeah, do you reckon?
Because he doesn't care about anything other
release.
Than football.
Spice rack all over the place.
Yeah.
Five little jars of oregano. Oregano. Yeah.
Oregano.
I've been here for too long, guys.
Yeah. Mattress on the floor. Yeah. Just looks like a cracked end.
Yeah. guys.
Cracked end.
Yeah.
Yeah,
probably just sort of tactical graffiti all over the wall.
All work and no play makes Pep.
So obviously we don't have access. We've got the internet, of course. Yeah. We don't have access to the actual proper grassroots news because we're miles away. And I've heard that Stones and Fernandinho will start at the back against Liverpool.
Is that right?
But did you see? I don't know if you guys already knew this. I certainly didn't know this. I think Pete particularly will enjoy it. Have you seen Nicolas Otamendi's tattoos?
No.
On his back, he's got tattoos of his favourite TV characters.
I've not seen this.
In explicit. No.
But
in amazing detail, because of course he's got so much disposable income, he could probably afford to get the tattoos.
Yeah.
Ant and Dec, he's got Ant and Dec on. No, of course he hasn't.
Mr. Blobby. Yeah. Whizbit.
He's got a sign saying
Grot bags.
Rod Holt Emu.
Yeah. This way to Crinkly Bottom. It's like a sign. No, in the middle of between his shoulder blades, he's got Walter White in yellow boiler suit. Nice.
That's such a dad move.
Yeah. He's got Peaky Blinders.
Oh,
yeah,
mate.
I thought you'd like that.
Mate.
Yeah.
It's mad.
Yeah, I know.
It's a big risk, that, isn't it? What if a show just goes off the boil?
Well, I know somebody who's got Life Aquatic, Steve Zissou. Steve Zissou?
Yeah. Bill Murray.
He's got him on his hands, and people just keep on going to him, what if Bill Murray gets in trouble for something? It's a big risk. I mean, you know,
and we know what trouble you're suggesting.
These shows have could be anything, mate.
Here you go.
These shows have big old.
He's got
casts.
He's got one of the exes from that show Vikings, but I've never seen that.
Yeah.
Look,
strange. His back looks like a streaming service kind of homepage.
Trying to scroll past. I just want to watch a bad stand-up show.
Can I just say? I mean, you can't really see it close up here. If I had that Cillian Murphy on my back, I'd be disappointed. It doesn't actually look that much like him.
I don't.
Let's have another look at Cillian.
Oh, I've just closed it. Oh. Trust me, it's not that good.
Well, it doesn't look like he's going to be starting then. No. You think it's Stones or Fernandinho?
Oh, I don't care about that. Okay.
Well, I think the most important thing, like they're talking that...
Will Kyle Walker be playing in goal?
Well, that's what I'm trying to get
yeah,
to.
Well, yeah, well, Edison is an injury doubt, and the way that Manchester City play, I mean, people talked a lot last season about how he was key to breaking the offside trap and getting people moving, and Liverpool aren't the best at the back in some positions. But so I think that might be a bigger miss than any of their defensive wars, I would say, Manchester City.
I wonder if Pep might throw a curveball in there, because obviously he's got this situation at the back.
You're only allowed a normal ball in football, Jeff.
Yeah. Start Kyle Walker in goal. Yeah.
Well, start Kyle Walker in goal, have Claudio Bravo in defence, because he makes a lot of saves with his feet. Yeah. So just have him there as like a last-ditch tackler. Kind of.
Didn't Kyle Walker make more saves than Bravo did when he was on the pitch?
Wasn't there some other mad stat about Walker?
There was a great
well?
Stat that when Kyle Walker made a save, he was the first, I think British, no, probably English maybe, goalkeeper to make a save in the Champions League for 3 years. Amazing. Oh, wow. We used to be like well-known for our goalkeepers.
Yeah. Mm. Pickford's trying his best.
Yeah. Yeah. I know the thing about Pickford, Mark, is I've got no beef with him, but I know how much you want to like him.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I think we all do.
He gets the rave on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, gets the rave on.
Damn right he does. Yeah,
but it'll be a good game. It'll be. I'll definitely. We'll be back in the UK in time to watch it, so that'll be fantastic.
Mm. What about Liverpool though, chaps? They beat Genk 2-1.
Yeah.
Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain on the score sheet again. He's among the goals.
It's great. He's really hit the ground running
to start.
Well, it's interesting because obviously he's been at the game for such a long time and he's working his way in, and of course Klopp's in a situation, quite a luxurious position where he doesn't need to pick him regularly. He's not under pressure to pick him.
But him back in.
It reminds me a little bit though. If you know when Harry Kane first came through and he just kept scoring in the Europa League and almost the coach just couldn't
he went in goal?
Yeah, he did for a bit, yeah. The coach just couldn't leave him out in the end. And you wonder if he's really pushing for a start. I don't think he will start against City. I think it'll be Wijnaldum, Fabinho and Henderson. But you fancy him to feature at some point. I mean, he's been in such good form. That goal he scored in the last Champions League round was unbelievable.
It was. He's back in the England squad.
Yeah.
And like I said, briefly just touching on England, that one of those two, what would you sort of say, number eight sort of positions in the England squad, you know, you can nail that down. You know, that really could be his. And I think that in the Liverpool side as well. If he's adding goals to his game, which he never sort of struggled with before, but I think it's hugely impressive. He's full of running and his attitude seems to be spot on. I mean, to be out for that long with such a bad injury, having been... I mean, you know, it wasn't that long ago when he was playing in the Champions League scoring against Man City. And then to come all the way back, and as you say, Jim, to sort of re-hit the ground running, if you see what I mean. It's phenomenal, really.
Yeah, it is. I mean, in terms of the league, how do you guys feel about this clash, I suppose you'd call it? Because if Liverpool do open up a massive lead, does it run the risk of the league getting a bit boring? Or because it's Liverpool and they've not won the Premier League...
I know what you mean.
Does that become the narrative, and is that in itself quite exciting?
They'll win if Liverpool win the weekend, they'll be 9 points clear in the Premier League.
Yeah.
I'm fairly certain around Christmas time last season they were around that amount.
They had a lead,
certainly around 8 points or whatever. Yeah. And no one remembers it really because obviously Man City went on to win it.
Yeah.
It's I don't feel like at any point it wasn't a competitive league. Though, so many points to play for.
It's long enough to chip away at it, isn't it? Which is all you need.
Yeah.
But I think with Liverpool, the way
it's not like David Moyes when there was 108 points to play for, and he said at two games in that we're going to be struggling this season. You can't really get away with saying that.
No,
but the consistency
that wasn't at Man United, was it?
No,
I mean, Opta did a big study about points drop per game with the duopoly at the top of every league season since like 95. Right. And I'm only mentioning it because Newcastle and Manchester United was like 0.47 points drop per game, but Liverpool Man City it's down to 0.22. So, like, both teams do not drop points in the grand scheme of things, so you would probably imagine that the position now might reflect what we're looking at in March.
I've got to say something right now, Peter, building on
March.
That. Liverpool win this game, they win the league.
You reckon?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Because I think that the way Klopp has improved that side has been very, very impressive, of course. Yeah. They got to the Champions League final the first time round with the Gareth Bale final, and they finished, fourth in the league, I think they did. Very exciting, of course, sort of swashbuckling side, but more of a cup team as it would turn out. Klopp tightened up that defence. Yes, getting Alisson and Van Dijk was crucial, but you know, you've got to make signings.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then defensively, they were absolutely superb last season. Mm. And it just wasn't enough, of course. Yeah. But every time he's gone, right, we need to, because Man City are pushing them and pushing them, or other way around, I suppose, in the league, They need to be perfect.
Yeah.
And last season, that you were as close to perfect as you can get. This season, just the way they've started the league, the way Klopp's drilled them, and the way they're playing. Yes, that little period when they go away to the Club World Cup, we'll see what happens there. But yeah. I think he's got the squad depth. If an injury happens to Salah or something like that, but you can't start.
If you get to January and players start dropping through, you know, just illness or actual long term injury problems, like which squad has got the?
Well, but on that,
you'd
though,
say that Manchester.
But Origi's chipping in now as well. Like, I honestly think that the way they're playing and all the rest of it.
Do you not have any fear about the Club World Cup?
Do you want
the Club World Cup?
Well, I just mentioned that. Yeah, that would be the only little spanner in the works. But if they get a 9-point lead. And then they go into that period.
Yeah,
I think because there's 114 points to play for across the 38 games, right? And last season, Man City won it with 98, and of course, the season before they won it with over 100, didn't they? And
Liverpool, was it 100 bang or 101?
101 maybe. I can't remember, but it doesn't matter. And obviously, last season Liverpool got 97 points, but it was 1 point fewer than Man City. So I mean, across the season, the amount of points that are being lost is so small that you know you have to sort of say, well, if you can get a 3-point jump on a team just by beating them in that position, that's a massive, massive.
It means way more than 10 years ago, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Completely.
Yeah.
Assuming that both teams will keep up those standards, but I think we've not seen anything to suggest that they won't. I think you're right, Marcus. Klopp is so good at identifying a problem and then fixing that. The progress is so marked over the last few years, and it's a very very impressive thing. And
he watched Karius and then got rid of him.
Liverpool really look like their plan is to win every game.
Yes,
do you know what I mean? It's like we've come as close to perfect as possible. The only way to top it is to just win every single game we play, and they're going at it like that. And it's a great thing to see.
And let's talk about 10 years ago, Pete. 10 years ago, this season, Chelsea won the league with 86 points, and Manchester United came second with 85, so you're looking at an over 10-point improvement from the top team, which is big at that state, at that level. When you're, I mean, Chelsea to go 10 points, or sorry, in this, I suppose if you compare 10 years ago to last season, to go 12 points better than a team in Chelsea who won 27 league games that season is incredible. The standard is unbelievable.
Is that a sad indictment of the rest of the league? Just, you know, downing two.
They should all be thoroughly ashamed of themselves.
Well, of course, the only people that might be able to stop Liverpool this season are Leicester City.
They're on the verge. Sound the verge alarm.
Jamie Virgie.
Yes. Well, it's third versus fifth at Leicester this weekend. They play Arsenal, of course. Arsenal drew 1-1 with Vitória in the Europa League. A day before the big round, or the usual Europa League fixtures. Of course, Mustafi scored, Jim.
He did. He also cupped his ear to an empty stand. Mm. So I'm not really sure what he's trying to get at there.
He was basically saying, where are you all?
You could see Arsenal fans kind of weighing up whether that makes him more likely to start the next game, and if so, should they be celebrating?
I think he's out in the cold permanently till he can be got rid of personally.
What do you think of this one, Jim? Away to Leicester City. This is the type of game where Leicester, they need to start winning these types of games. They lost to Liverpool, of course, Man City and Manchester United.
They only narrowly lost to Liverpool, didn't they?
They did, very, very narrowly, of course. Actually, did they play Man City? I can't think. But certainly Manchester United they went away to, and they went away to Liverpool, and they'll be disappointed with losing both of those games. They beat Spurs, but Spurs, that was a sort of start of Spurs.
They're the only two games they've lost, United and Liverpool.
Yeah, okay. And then they drew with Chelsea when they were pushing to try and win that game away. So they've had some tough matches, but these are the games that they need to convert into
wins,
from nearly results to results, if you see what I mean. And they've had good performances in these games. So Rodgers will be relishing this one. And I fear for Arsenal.
Well, yeah, I think you've hit on something key there, which is the good performances. You know, if you look at the form of both teams on paper, but also those performances, this looks like a Leicester win all day long. And I would love to be wrong, but you have to be sort of unemotional about it and look at that form. And Leicester are just playing with a sort of verve that Arsenal can't match at the moment. They look very confused about what they're supposed to be doing. There's obviously a lot of confusion about the Xhaka situation. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang will be the captain from now on, and obviously in this game as well. So I think there's a good chance of this being a Leicester win, and the problem Arsenal have as well, and you know, this is the same for Chelsea, and we'll go, you know, anyone in the top six really, is every time you lose, it becomes a sort of bit of a crisis, a mini crisis, in a way that doesn't affect, say, a team like Leicester themselves. So there's very little pressure on them. They're playing better. They seem to want it more. So, yeah, I also fear that this is nil pois.
Are you a fan of Unai Emery's consistently bizarre comments after games?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say a fan. I'd say
it's getting more and more
I have
weird,
no
though,
choice
it?
But to hear them.
Yeah. Are you a fan of Mesut Ozil's Fortnite tattoos on his back? That he presumably has.
Yeah, why not? The game against Wolves, what was it he said? That the result wasn't what we wanted, but tactically the performance was what we wanted. Was like, well, are those two things not related?
So like, why are you
I think we should link those yeah. ambitions
up. But you can
up.
See what he's saying. To get, in the interest of fairness, if he said that in English, which I suppose he
would
did,
have done, yeah.
And English is not his first language, no. You can sort of see what he's saying.
Yeah, I guess so.
Get off his back, Jim.
Get off his tattooed back.
No.
But yeah, so Arsenal, I mean...
I think Leicester strike me as a team who look at this kind of game, particularly at home, and go, we are into this and we want to make a statement here.
Well, I think the fans realise this as well, because this is Leicester, if not the title, top four.
Yeah. But I said they should be aiming for third, and then you went one ahead of me.
Well, if Man City can do them a favour,
yeah,
then it's all to play for.
But they're on the verge of it, mate.
On the verge. They are
merely 8 points behind Liverpool with just 27 games left.
Going into this weekend.
Yeah.
Are the Arsenal fans going to learn from history, and are they going to be nice to Jamie Vardy?
It doesn't matter, does it?
It does. He thrives in chaos, that man.
No, Arsenal are a wounded animal. He smelt blood, regardless.
I think if the Arsenal fans organise themselves to generously applaud and support Vardy every time he got the ball, and he'd lose his edge.
Perhaps
he would.
Rebecca Vardy as well.
Yeah, he'd lose his edge.
Yeah,
if
they all just went ooh every time he got the ball.
It was us. It was us that dobbed in Colleen. We're with you, Vardy.
Yeah, he's definitely going to score lots of goals against Arsenal. There we are. All right, let's have some emails with BDD. Email show at footballrambledaily.com. And
now Pete is reading it out. Well done. It's time for emails with me. And just a quick couple. We're on the road, you know, we're busy.
Yeah.
This one comes from Ross. Hello, Pete. Wolves' Adama Traore has switched nationality to represent Mali internationally. We've had a few emails about this because it's very funny. This now means that there are three Adama Traores playing in the Malian national team.
Wow.
And to make things even more confusing, they're all wingers.
That's unbelievable.
Wow. A commentator's dream, says Ross.
But it's not even really a manager's dream, is it?
No, it really isn't.
He was eligible to play for Spain, wasn't he?
He's born in Spain, absolutely.
Kindest regards to all at the Ramble as well, Ross.
Thanks, Ross.
Kind. Hello to Ty as well. Hi, Football Ramble team. Chris Kamara would like to wish you a Merry Christmas and send you a signed copy of his brand new Christmas album, Here's to Christmas.
Yes.
Let me know what your address is. That would be fabulous.
I want it.
Do you want that? Okay, all right. Well, I'll let Ty know. Where you can find us and where you can send it.
Yeah, that would be great, because I think Chris was very self-deprecating when he announced that he had a Christmas album coming out.
Right.
And we were all as surprised as perhaps... Well, no, we weren't more surprised. He was more surprised than us, because he had obviously recorded it.
Well, you know, he does miss a lot of stuff, does Chris?
That's true.
It's hard to... It's difficult to think now, but Chris Kamara was a manager. I remember he was Bradford City manager.
He was. He played for Portsmouth as well.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to know what songs he's doing?
Please.
On the album? I have to find it out. So do you mind just fill in for like a second?
I know Paul McGrath did an album of covers. It was more sort of somber acoustic numbers rather than Christmas songs. He did a cover of 74, 75 by the Connells.
Did he?
I know.
I'd like to hear that. Very much so.
So this is not uncommon.
Because he's got a beautiful speaking voice. I'd actually quite like to hear his singing voice.
What would you fancy Chris Kamara if you could choose one Christmas song?
I think it's going to be like Jingle Bell Rock, maybe. I'd like to hear that.
That's an excellent
choice.
Something
really naff.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's all going to be standards, isn't it? It's going to be sort of like, you know, it'll be White Christmas.
Yeah. Last Christmas.
That one the Darkness did.
Don't let the bells end.
Yeah. Killing in the Name.
I can't find the track listed. I'm really sad about that.
Wait, something for us to do another time.
It's not on Spotify at the moment.
Ty can hook us up. Maybe it's not out yet.
It probably isn't.
It's all about momentum.
It is indeed.
The old Christmas run up.
If Chris Kamara was top, listen, anything can happen these days, as we all know.
Absolutely.
If Chris Kamara could be top of the charts.
Chris is top of Christmas. He might win the league.
Damn right. Okay, it's time for a break, ladies and gentlemen. See you in a moment.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome back to the preview show on Football Ramble Daily, sponsored by Betway. Oh, Lukey Moore, what are you saying, bruv?
I'm just saying it's the final chance to see us live. It's at Chicago tonight. RambleLive.com to get tickets. We'd love to see you out for our final show. It's been an absolute fantastic time going to all these different live shows, and this one will be no exception. And I should also say, if you want to get closer to the Ramble and do some more stuff and get access to things like our Patreon, our Discord, and other bits and pieces worth checking out, it's patreon.com/footballrambledaily, where you can contribute for as little as $5 a month. Well worth it, in my opinion.
It was really nice to see a lot of the patrons sort of clubbing together and attending a couple of shows. Yeah. I think we saw some of them in Salford, we saw them in
it's
in
a great community
as well. It's a great community.
So if you're going to remember two URLs today, remember ramblelive.com and remember patreon.com/footballrambledaily.
Ooh la la.
Thanks to all those who came to the New York and Brooklyn shows. One chap came from Seattle.
Amazing.
Love it.
Absolutely incredible. Love
great it. Dedication.
A couple of boys who were living in Brooklyn just said, oh, where are you local? And he went, yeah, we lived about two blocks away. This is the best thing ever.
Yeah, it's worth pointing out, we played in New York. We're recording this on a Thursday. And yesterday we played in a synagogue. Incredible.
Yeah.
Like the most amazing building I've ever been in. Yeah. It was so exciting.
We got a great tweet yesterday as well from a guy who tweeted us complaining we were playing New York, yet wouldn't play his hometown of Birmingham. Not 5 days after we played the town hall in Birmingham.
It was Birmingham, Alabama.
Which we're going there Saturday.
We'll go there Saturday.
We also met a guy from Ukraine who claimed to have learned English by listening to the podcast.
Yeah,
so he must confuse a
lot. Do you want to take the opportunity to apologise to his family for that?
Yeah, I think we all should.
Well, I sort of said, I mean, did you learn much from what I was saying? He's got, I didn't really understand you.
I can't understand you now.
He kept saying Gordon Bennett and Michael Bennett.
Yeah. We had a couple of Ramble books that we signed, and never give me the book first because I'll write something mad because I never know what to write. And I wrote, have a great week.
Yeah.
Have a great week.
I put enjoy your month. You
signed a Spurs shirt as well?
I did.
Oh, it was a right giggle. It's been an excellent set of shows.
I want to make it.
I just want to have a lie down now.
I want to make it clear I signed it as Jim / Sol Campbell.
Nice. Because, good.
Textbook.
Couldn't let that fly.
Spurs loan. Back in the Premier League, of course, Chelsea are at home to Crystal Palace this weekend. Chelsea drew 4-4 with Ajax this week.
Yeah.
What a match.
Amazing.
It's a good time for Lampard to maybe get some tips on how to organise a defence from Roy, isn't it?
Yep.
After such a display. That was a mad game. Absolutely mad game.
Because it was weird because Chelsea 4-1 down, of course, at one point. Mm. They get back to 4-4 after lots of things happened. And then it got 5-4, but then, of course, VAR chalks it off. So oddly, Chelsea would have gone away thinking, probably a missed opportunity playing against nine men for 15 minutes or whatever it was. And then Ajax, having been 4-1 up, will have probably walked away thinking, oh, I'm glad we got out of there with a point.
Yeah. It was a really strange one. I think actually Chelsea will be worried about that, the fact that, because they've been in such good form and then suddenly they concede four.
Yeah.
And obviously Ajax are a very good team, but at home, you got to worry that those wobbles are still in there and perhaps...
Group H is an amazing Champions League group. I haven't actually had a chance to hear on the continent yet because we've been away. I don't know if they talked about it. But there's three teams, Ajax, Chelsea and Valencia, locked on 7 points. It's all to play for. Chelsea go away to Valencia next, and then the final group game, they're at home to Lille. So I think, obviously, Lille have been quite poor. So if Chelsea can get into a position where they just need to beat Lille to go through, I think they'll probably take that. But I think with Chelsea, you're going to see it. He's a young manager, fairly inexperienced. As I keep saying over and over again, they definitely had the habit at Derby of conceding goals. So it's going to take him a while to get everything sorted. They've been on a great run, and ultimately to play against Ajax in the Champions League, who are what, last season's semi-finalists, and still get out of there.
Well,
they've
got
draw.
4 points off them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not the end of the world.
And I think they're one of those teams that, like, the unity of the group is so important because they are quite a young set of players. Mason Mount, I think, came off injured, but I think he's going to be all right for the weekend. I think keeping
them
fit
and
keeping this group of players together, because they don't have that much depth in my opinion. So,
but the thing is, Pete, Chelsea will be terrified going into this game, because ever since Crystal Palace picked up that morale boosting philosophical victory at home to Man City, they've not really stopped since then. I mean, they had a draw against Arsenal, but away at Arsenal, that's a win as well. And then losing at home just 2-0 to Brendan Rodgers' Leicester. I mean, they're flying at the moment.
Mate.
Marcus, it's over to you.
What are you saying?
No.
It's like the maglev train. Just so smooth.
All right, let's have a gentleman's bet on this one then.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Marcus is irked.
2-1 Palace.
All right.
He's shaking.
And I win the bet if it isn't 2-1 Palace.
No, you can't just do that. You've got to predict the scoreline.
To be fair, having said what I've said against Palace, I just had a little wobble.
Down now, aren't you?
But they're in ninth. They're not doing too bad. I think Chelsea will win this football match.
Okay. I think it'll be a draw. 1-1. I'll go for 1-1.
Now you're changing.
Yeah. Right, 1-0 Chelsea. Come on, let's
which, again, for the record, is still a win for Palace.
It's always a win for Palace. Yeah. But they are better away from home, and they do play quite well against
suits their style, doesn't it, to
it
play
does,
in that
yeah,
way.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's the thing with Hodgson. When you set up the sides, it epitomised in the Fulham's Europa League campaign, they make yourself awkward to beat and so on. But the problem is, when you play against some of the teams who are perhaps poorer than you or of a similar standard, to then try and go and make an impression on those games, sometimes they come unstuck there. But, decent squad of players and so on. I think it'd be a good game.
Well, the thing is, you say that, but they were able to beat Norwich at home. I mean, Norwich have been really poor, haven't they?
So, yeah.
Yeah, and they beat West Ham.
Well, I mean, of course they can do it, is what I'm saying, but sometimes they can punch above their own weight a little bit.
But they've got an interesting set of fixtures, because they obviously are away to Chelsea. Then they were at home to Liverpool after the international break. And then they're away against Burnley, which again is a completely different challenge. So it'll be Roy's tactical nous.
He's got a lot of tools.
The wise old owl will be tested to the limit.
I mean, do you think he will look at the Ajax game as a bit of encouragement, perhaps? That maybe
I think he'll look at the Ajax game by turning his head all the way around and looking behind himself.
Yeah. Eating a little worm.
Keeping an eye on his eggs.
No, they eat mice, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm thinking of Sean Dyche.
Yeah, you are, yeah.
Of course you are. Well, you mentioned Norwich there. Let's talk about Norwich versus Watford. It's 19th versus 20th.
This is the thigh rubber.
For those who like the other end of the table.
For those who hate themselves.
Exactly. I mean, blimey, must win for both sides.
Yeah.
We've
got an insipid draw written all over it, hasn't it, for that reason?
It's got last on match of the day written all over this.
I don't know. I think it could be a high scoring one.
Yeah,
Deeney's back.
It's tonight. It's on the Friday Night Lights.
Yeah,
so you never know. Did Norwich beat Man City on TV? They did, didn't they?
Yes. I think it was on TV.
Yeah, I think it was on TV. So you never know. They might get right up for it.
They're just saving them for the sales for the TV games.
Well, Watford haven't won a game yet, have they? So.
No, it's pretty piss poor.
That's pretty mad.
It is.
I mean, they gave Arsenal a scare.
Actually, well,
gets,
one all?
That result no, seems all. To get two worse all. The further away it is.
Yeah,
they would have walked off against Arsenal annoyed they didn't win the game.
Yeah,
and they haven't won all season.
But Marcus, how
36 shots?
Yeah, but how were Arsenal tactically though, Jim?
Yeah, confusing.
Which is the real quiz.
I don't know.
That Emery's very happy.
It was a weird evening.
That's naughty. Yeah, I don't know. I think that it's a great chance for both both sides. But I mean, if Norwich can't get themselves up for this, I think it will suit them on the Friday night.
It's not even getting up for it. It's just getting into the opponent's half. I think it's like 22% of time that they're spent in the final third. Like,
they need to be more major, don't they?
Pookie, yeah, they need to be more major. Pookie obviously had a great start to the season, but if he's got no balls to him, like, he can't take a swing at them. What? So just get in the blooming box, Norwich.
He needs balls to him.
Mm. He needs balls. He needs footballs.
He does, yeah. So you're saying Deeney's back for Watford?
He's in consideration. He's been out for quite a while, though.
Yeah, someone like Deeney, the type of player he is, or the attitude he has. I mean, especially
trying to sort of get himself back into the picture.
Mm. Yes, exactly. Trying to galvanise that side and so on and so forth.
But going back to Pookie, he hasn't scored a goal for Norwich since that Man City game.
No. Mm.
Which is, I know Norwich aren't realistically out, they weren't going to score a huge amount this season. But, I mean, we said over and over again, and I know it feels a bit like we're sticking the boot in on Norwich, who are a promoted team and would take 17th. They'd bite your hand off a 17th now, and they would have done at the start of the season, I'm sure. But everything since then has felt massively like that after the Lord Mayor show. Now, I know they've had players out for injury, and it's not been all plain sailing for them. But unfortunately, that's the reality of the situation. You know, you can't sort of... You can make excuses if you want to, but it's ultimately not going to get you anywhere.
Yeah.
And they have fewer injuries now than Watford do. I mean, it's talking that Deeney's still going to be out, from what I've read. So it'll be a game that both... Well, it's one of those types of games where both teams are saying, right, this is the kind of game we can use to kickstart our season for different reasons, you know?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, the problem with Watford is they just can't bloody score.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Deeney gives them much more than just his player, doesn't he?
Well, he does, but, I mean, you know, Watford is the bottom of the league. I mean, goal difference already minus 17, but they've scored 6 goals in 11 games. I mean, that is... You know, the next worst side, if you like, is Newcastle on 9. But 6 goals, but they are just not scoring.
Mm. This is a really surprising one as well, isn't it? Because they were always even, you know, the last few seasons where they've done very well, they've had tendencies to have strange little patches of form. But the whole plan just seems to have gone out of the window, and it feels like perhaps. Could it be the constant managerial changes and the state of flux that they perpetually live in catching up with them?
They had a few draws recently. You know, away to Spurs, although that was quite an odd game, but away to Spurs and at home to Bournemouth, and before that at home to Sheffield United, and then they lost 2-1 at home to Chelsea. Well, Chelsea are a better side, so. They're not conceding too many. They have done. If you look at I think they've conceded 23, but just recently they're trying to tighten up the defence. He now tries to look at the attack as well. If Deeney can come back in there, I mean, I know Welbeck's not a huge goal scorer, but he is lively.
That's what people were saying when Gracia went and the circumstances around him leaving. They explained away the Flores appointment by saying he can set up a team defensively and they can be more organised and build a kind of platform.
Yeah,
and so far, I know he's not been in the job long, but so far it hasn't really worked. I was reading the other day that Watford have got a new logo coming, a new club crest.
Oh, cool.
They've asked all their, I think it's either their just supporters or their season ticket holders, to email a design for the new logo.
Elton John glasses?
Nah.
Possibly. Well, they've apparently,
is there still a moose involved?
It's been narrowed. Well, it's been narrowed. Yeah, I'm not sure. But it's been narrowed down to a final 5, I think, now.
Right.
And they've been, and I think... they voted on it last week, so I don't know if it's been. I don't think it's been announced yet. But that's something for them to enjoy.
Yeah,
because it's almost like it smacks of the club saying, "We know you're not having a brilliant time watching us at the moment. Would you like to design the crest?"
Yeah, we've changed the manager already.
Yeah,
changing again is a bit much even for us.
Yeah,
let's change the badge.
Donny, what would you do for a design for a club badge?
It would be a bee on an elk on a Ferrari.
Yeah. I'd have a bee or a hornet
playing
the piano, a little nod to Elton.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Elton John dressed as a hornet.
Now you're talking.
A hornet with the old famous Elton John baseball outfit on.
Yes, lovely.
All good. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
there we go. We've done it for you, Watford.
Yeah, well, you don't need a short list of 5. You've got that one.
No, exactly.
All right, Luke Moore, give us some 4 to score.
Yes, it's time for Betway's 4 to score. Of course, each week we'll be participating in it for a chance to win a huge prize for charity. 4 to score entry is free. All you need to do is pick the first goal scorer in Betway's 4 selected matches each round. If you're correct, you can win up to, I believe, £250,000 this week. It's rolled over again. And again, it's completely free to play. All you've got to do is go to betway.com/4 to score. That's forward slash the number 4 and then to score. And make sure your selections are submitted before the first game, and further T's and C's apply. Before we get into our selections this week, I should also point out this week is Responsible Gambling Week 2019. For more information on how to gamble safer, please visit responsiblegamblinguk.org. That's responsiblegamblinguk.org. Of course, Betway and Football Round with Daly are happy to support that initiative. Jim, you have got Leicester v Arsenal for your selection.
Yeah, we've effectively already done mine, haven't we? So based on form and narrative, I think it's just got to be Jamie Vardy.
Where's your pride, though?
I have plenty of pride.
But hang on, he wants a bit of money for charity.
Yeah, I also have to look at the game objectively.
Yeah,
and I think that is genuinely a very likely outcome.
All right, cool. So that's Jamie Vardy. Peter, you've got Man United versus Brighton.
I'm going to go for a man who is back and doing quite well for Manchester United. Anthony Martial, I think we'll go for.
I think that's a very, very solid choice. Not there, Matt, what I think. It's your selection, brother. I've got Wolves v Villa. Another thigh rubber, really.
Yeah.
You think, I mean, Wolves obviously
met
were in action
recently.
Last night. We don't know at the time of recording. We don't know how that's got on. I've gone for Raul Jimenez.
He seems to get chosen every week, Raul Jimenez.
Yeah. It's about time he stepped up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Marcus, Liverpool Man City, we left a big one for you, the big one for last, because it's always nice to have a Marcus in there.
Thank you, cousin. Sadio Mane.
Okay, so in summary, that is Jamie Vardy, Anthony Martial, Raul Jimenez and Sadio Mane. If all four of those players score the first goal in their respective games, we will be winning £250,000 for charity. If you select the first four goal scorers, you will be winning at least a share of £250,000 yourself. Go to betway.com/4 to score to play. Don't forget to bet the responsible way. It is Responsible Gambling Week 2019, so for more information on that, responsiblegamblinguk.org. Don't forget to get your selections in before the first game starts, because if you don't, that is a massive error.
It certainly is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now it's time for Go for Glow!
So, the heat is on, and the time is right. It's time for you, well, you to play the game. As people are coming, everyone's trying to be the best that they can. To reach for the sky where the stakes are so high, we're all going for
Lord. All right, it's time for Go for Glold. I've got a set of clues pertaining to the footballer in my email box, and Mitchell Parry has come up with these, so thank you very much, Mitchell. Oh, are you all right, Marcus?
What?
I can see your screen.
Oh, hello.
Oh, don't look then.
I'm declaring.
All right, Marcus, what else have you got on this screen? Tell the listeners.
Stop. Is it Andy Gorham?
Unbelievable.
Stop. Is it Live Jasmine?
Virtual girl. First clue. I was born on the 30th of March, 1972.
Stop.
Have a go.
Is it Mark Bosnich?
No, it's not Mark Bosnich. Okay. Anyone who went to our live
show. No, same year.
Maybe. same year.
You can't do that in Chicago now, can you?
Oh, Marcus, that's his problem.
Number two, I have a Premier League winner's medal.
Stop. Torre Andre Flo.
No.
Stop. Okay. Stuart Ripley.
Stuart Ripley, believe it or not. Once Mourinho let me pick my own position, after hooking me 30 minutes into the game, he said, I gave you the chance to prove me you were right, and you proved nothing.
Stop. Is it... no, it's not Joe Cole. He's not old enough. Sorry.
It was not Joe Cole.
I think... I remember the incident.
Ooh. Once Mourinho let me pick my own position, after hooking me 30 minutes into the game, he said, I gave you the chance to prove you were right.
Is it Salomon Kalou?
It's not Salomon Kalou.
I don't think he'd be that old.
Oh, yeah.
Stop. Is it Carlo Cudicini?
It's not, no.
What, picking his own position?
Yeah.
I think we remember that.
Yeah. The thing is, any other manager... You'd remember that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
It's probably not even the top 100 bits of Mourinho shithousery.
Oh, stop.
Hang on, no, you've had a guess.
Sorry, haven't I?
So soon has to go, meaning it will preclude you from doing the next round. Along.
Stop. Is it Ryan Bertrand?
47
years old.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah, I forgot about that.
You're out this round, brother.
You're out this round.
Damn.
Along with Manchester United, I've played for Lazio, Sparta Prague and Benfica, amongst others.
Yeah. I was going to say, when you were saying this, I thought
stop. I know it now.
Juan Verón.
Yeah.
It's not Juan Verón.
Oh,
love it. Between 1999...
He played for Sparta.
That's what I was going to get.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, It's later on, still maybe. Playing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Between 1994, we're not doing future clues. between 1994 and 2006, I made 118 appearances for my country, retiring after the 06 World Cup.
Stop.
One clue left.
Jeremy.
I was about to say
no,
that. So
no, Jeremy.
I'll do now. But I'll say stop. Oh no, hang on. Did you play for Manchester United? Nah, carry on, sir.
No. Okay. Luke, no.
Sorry.
Final clue. At Euro 96, I scored the only goal in a quarter-final
Stop.
Win.
Karol Poborski.
It's Karol Poborski!
Yeah, well, Marcus Spiller wins.
Well played. Marcus wins. Well done, Marcus Spiller.
You know, I thought Karol Poborski, when you said those clubs, and I thought, nah, under Mourinho.
Yeah, what was that scenario?
Must have been... Benfica. Did he manage Benfica?
Yeah, maybe. Good one. Clever.
Clever. Clever.
Yeah. Let us down the Chelsea Boulevard.
Yeah.
And we were subscribing to that all day long.
We keep getting hammered in this.
I know.
Is that two on the bounce? We haven't got one.
Yeah, just got it.
Yeah, Marcus got it.
Oh, yeah. I don't really count it when you get them.
Take it. Doesn't count.
Yeah. Very jet lagged.
Yeah. Doesn't count in Canada.
Let's go for some poutine.
Let's have some poutine.
Let's have some Vladimir poutine. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to the preview show sponsored by Betway. It's been an absolute pleasure. Of course, myself and Jonathan Wilson are in your ears tomorrow with Greatest Games in association with the Blizzard on Football Ramble Daily.
Yeah, don't forget to subscribe to Football Ramble Daily wherever you get your podcast, to make sure you don't miss an episode across the week. Monday Ramble, Tuesday Jules and Andy, Wednesday Ramble Meets, Thursday On the Constant, Friday Preview Show, Saturday Blizzard, Greatest Games in association with the Blizzard, spoiling you with content.
Sunday we rest.
Do not miss it. Sunday we rest and Sunday admire our work. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Luke Moore.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim Campbell.
Thank you.
Thank you, B. Dolzen.
Bye-bye.
And thank you, Canada.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.